There's a movie floating around on social media. It's a cell phone video and still images shot by people walking through the Hooper Bay School in December. Several inches of water pour down the stairs. The lights are flickering or fully out in the hallways. Chunks of ceiling tiles float along the floor. At one point, a man opens a classroom door. At least a foot of water, books, and paper plates stream out.
We had a significant break in a fire suppression water line.
That's Lower Yukon School District Superintendent Hannibal Anderson. He says the damage is extensive, but the district is hoping to have the school reopened by the end of January. He says the plan is to extend the school days when class is back in session to make up for all the time off. But that means that right now, the teachers and staff who would normally be working aren't. Anderson says the teachers will continue to be paid on their normal schedule, but it could pose a problem for certain staff who are paid hourly. But Hooper Bay School Principal David Harris says all of the staff, about 20 of them, who could have been out of work, have instead taken jobs cleaning up the school. He says it's hard work.
We're a two-story building, and I have 50-year-old women going up and down these stairs. And I don't know about what kind of shape you're in, but I know I get tired just looking at them.
He says it's been a community effort to get the school gutted, fixed, and reopened. The school's cook is making meals during the day.
Well, Sunday they made a turkey dinner for all the workers. I think today, I think he's doing moose today, a moose dinner. I had a lot of Papa Murphy's pizzas in my freezer, so we were able to feed them Papa Murphy's pizza, which is always a big hit out here.
It has already cost the school money to be closed. A basketball tournament that was scheduled in January had to be canceled. That's how the kids raise money, selling tickets and things from their school store.
That's a financial hit we're taking, probably about $12,000 to $15,000.
There's another large tournament coming up, the Bering Sea Classic. They've rescheduled it for February 5th, but Harris says he hasn't been able to confirm that any of the other schools are still coming.
You might want to put a little note in your story that the principal would love to talk to any coaches in Alaska who would like to send their teams out here. We would love for them to come to fill out our bracket.
And what are all those kids doing while the school is closed? Harris says it's a big part of their lives.
In village life, the school is the epicenter. We provide, the daily routine of going to school. We provide open gym for the kids to come play ball on the weekends. These kids, they don't have movie theaters. They don't have bowling alleys. They don't have shopping malls.
From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.